We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So we are discussing these interesting and beautiful conversations of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, the sixth rightful successor to the Holy Prophet, His Eminence, Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So we find there's this interesting, again, conversation between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and one of his companions. And in this conversation, we find that His Eminence, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, he speaks about the urge and the necessity for documenting science. So this is really interesting in and of itself, because, you know, you don't necessarily find that, individuals would document science. And so, you know, this is approximately, you know, about 1,000 or so years ago. That in itself is a big deal, because that's a long time ago when you look at the modern age and things like that. So 1,000 years ago, not only was Imam Sadiq alayhi salam putting forth these beautiful and very profound, you know, scientific things, but at the same time, he was telling people to record and document these things. Now, of course, you know, 1,000 years ago, this idea of documenting science and, you know, preserving science is something that was not very prevalent, you know. This whole scientific method and it's quite interesting that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is speaking about these things. Again, you know, showing this divine knowledge that they had and this wisdom that they had, which was really transphysical, metaphysical, and it was really amazing. So we find that when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was speaking with one of his companions, he told his companion, who was, you know, in the advancement of scientific fields and in the progress of scientific fields, and of course he was constantly talking with and was connected with Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. We find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says to his companion, he says that, write down, as you will not be able to memorize without writing. And then he says on another time to Ibn Zurara, he says, again documenting science, that the Prophet, Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, has said, record the science. And of course, he says that this means to document the science, to preserve the science. And so it's really interesting. I mean, you know, we take it for granted in the present day, the documentation of science, the preservation of science, the ability to be able to record and document the science and the progress that we're making, the experiments that we are doing, the research that we are conducting. So I think it was really amazing that here, 1,000 years ago, ahead, well, way over ahead of his age and his era and his contemporaries, you know, by leagues, we find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was speaking about things that are so critical and important to even modern day science in the very present day. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. One day, Nu'man ibn Thabit, also known as Abu Hanifa, who was one of the four Sunni Imams and the founder of the Hanafi school of thought, came to a barber in Mina to shave his head. The barber said, "Come close to your right, face the Qibla, and say Bismillah." Abu Hanifa learned three qualities from him that he did not have. Abu Hanifa asked him, "Are you a slave or a free man?" He said, "A slave." Abu Hanifa inquired, "For whom?" He replied, "For Ja'far ibn Muhammad, peace be upon him." Abu Hanifa then asked, "Is he present or absent?" And the barber responded, "Present." Subsequently, Abu Hanifa went to the house of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, to meet him and requested permission. The Imam responded, "I have heard that you issue fatwas based on analogy." Abu Hanifa confirmed, "Yes." The Imam then expressed his concern by asking, "Is urine dirtier or semen?" Abu Hanifa answered, "Urine." The Imam questioned, "Then why did Allah command people to perform ablution for the former, but a full bath for the latter? Does this ruling agree with analogy?" Abu Hanifa replied, "No." The Imam further questioned, "Is prayer more important or fasting?" Abu Hanifa replied, "Prayer." The Imam asked, "So why is it obligatory to make up missed fasts for a menstruating woman, but not for missed prayers? Does this ruling agree with analogy?" Abu Hanifa again replied, "No." The Imam then raised the issue of a verse interpretation. "Then on that day you will surely be questioned concerning the blessing," stating that Abu Hanifa interpreted it to mean Allah will hold people accountable for the delicious food and cool water they consume in the summer. Abu Hanifa agreed with this interpretation. Then Imam asked, "If someone invited you to his house, served you tasty food and cool water, and then held you indebted for his favor, how would you judge such a person? Abu Hanifa replied, I would say he was miserly. To this, the Imam responded, Is Allah so miserly as to call us to account for the foods he has given us? Then Abu Hanifa inquired about the blessings and favors mentioned in the Quran that man will be questioned about. The Imam clarified, It is the blessing of loving us, the Al-Bayt of the Holy Apostle of Allah. In this way, Imam Jafar Sadiq, peace be upon him, proved Abu Hanifa's analogy wrong. Indeed, during his era, no scholar of religion was more knowledgeable than Imam Jafar Sadiq, peace be upon him, who imparted great knowledge to the Ummah and taught the true Islam. Some people think that the Jafari school of thought is a sect that emerged from other sects. However, the reality is that the Jafari school of thought is the highest, the most noble, and adheres to the true Islam among all sects as it follows the teachings of Imam Jafar Sadiq, peace be upon him.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.